Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Goose can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Two of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Or as some would like to call it, the Hot 2 Hour.
Man, there were so many people that wanted him to be traded to the Seahawks just to make that a thing.
You know what's crazy? I was just talking to Zach in the hallway. And we were talking about Tua, right?
Zach Prince?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And he was telling me.
What's he doing there?
Yeah.
He said he had a 25-minute conversation with Dan Orlovsky, who loves Tua.
Oh, yeah.
And
stepping out of the end.
Loves Tua.
And I try to explain to him. And I said, I explain to people, do you understand what separates Tua from all the other quarterbacks? Is one, he gets rid of the ball quick. Two, he's very accurate. And three, he throws the ball where only a handful of quarterbacks have had success, and that is the middle of the football field. And if you guys think anybody can do that, you're crazy.
Do you know that a list came out of the most overrated quarterbacks in the league?
Oh, he's top five overrated. I'm more than sure somebody put him on that list.
Okay, you think
he was number two.
Oh, right. Who's number one?
He was number
two. Herbert.
No. Josh Allen. According to players.
Ooh. And let me tell you why. Right?
Only by one vote, though.
And here's what's crazy about that. So they don't think Trevor Lawrence is overrated. They don't think Herbert is underrated, right? They don't think, you know, a lot of these guys are overrated. That being said, they must think it's easy to lead the league in passing.
They must.
Like, even if you base it on numbers, how can he be overrated? Like, he actually produced.
For the record, Herbert and Jacksonville Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence, he was next in the list. The list is they got 103 players to vote. 11 picked Josh Allen. 10 picked Jalen Hurts and Tua Tagovailoa. So each got 10 votes. So they're tied for second. Then Justin Herbert had 9 and Lawrence had 8. Followed by Deshaun Watson with 7. And then Kyler Murray and Brock Purdy each got 6.
So let me respond to this. Leroy, no more excuses. 2.3 release and accurate. Still at his best. We didn't win the division. We move forward. No more living in the past. I'm like, what does that skill set and his ability have to do with how many games they won? Those abilities are still there.
Right.
Right? So if you and this is where sometimes we get so caught up in this, right? And fans are quick to say, let's just go find another one.
Do you guys think that Tua is more nationally overrated or underrated, though? Because I feel like he gets more.
I think he gets, like, no matter what Tua more. Does, they trash him and yeah, come up like with a reason as to why he's not the guy.
I feel like he gets disrespected more than he does overly praised. I'm a little surprised that the players have him that high.
Yeah.
Like, I think Justin Herbert definitely gets more flowers than he does. And I think that Trevor Lawrence, I mean, who's ever had a bad take about Trevor Lawrence?
Hey. He's
never dealt with any national criticism.
And this is what. True. And this is what. I would say, and can I just say this? Players are more inclined to call somebody who they turn on the TV and hear about all the time overrated. So when every conversation on Tua, on TV, is about Tua, then they just deem that overrated. Why are we talking about him so much? It has nothing to do with his ability. I promise you that. Now, here's what we were talking about yesterday. I don't want to hear jack bleep about 20 of our 53 questionable for week one. We got what we got.
Yeah, right.
See, I told you. Nobody want to hear
that. Are you
talking
about, is that a comment or you're saying that?
No, that's what Cap for Life is saying.
Oh, I got you.
But that's like, you're not, you know, there's reasons and excuses. A reason is different than an excuse.
No one's giving. First of all, like, I guys, the season hasn't started yet. Like, nobody's making excuses off the bat of the season. We all think that the Dolphins have very high expectations.
Yes,
and trust, if they don't win a playoff game, I think someone is going to pay for that. Like, Steve Ross put it out there already. Yeah, absolutely. If unless there are catastrophic injuries, Leroy,
there was last year.
No, I'm saying, like, and that means Uno's out or Tyreek Hill's done for the year. Like,
Tyreek was banged up at the end of last year.
Understand that he was banged up. I'm talking about this year. Okay. But nobody got here's the thing. Nobody organizationally took any heat for that. Everybody got paid this offseason.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Everybody got rewarded this offseason. Uh-huh. So the owner has laid out what he expects, and I think they're fair expectations.
He didn't say he expects anything. He said he thinks they're contenders.
You're being a semantic sandwich.
No, I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm not. There's a big difference in saying I think we'll be contenders and saying I expect us to win a playoff game.
Do you think if this roster is healthy? Okay. Yeah. And I'm talking about the stars.
Okay.
I'm talking about the stars of the team.
Uh-huh.
Do you think Stephen Ross expects them to win a playoff game?
Yes.
At least.
Yes, but he didn't say that. But you're asking me to comment on what he said. No! I'm commenting on what he said. Is that not what he said? What did he say?
He said it in a nice
way. No, what did he say? Not what you think he meant. What did he say?
If healthy, we should contend for the Super Bowl.
Okay. That's not any saying we expect to win a playoff game. We expect to win two. He did not say that. Okay, I'm commenting on. You're saying what you think he meant. I'm commenting on what he said.
But he said it.
I'm commenting on what he said.
Okay. So what do you think that means? Like, it's the nice way of saying, do it or else.
Again, you're taking comments. I love when you do this. This is what he meant.
Okay,
dude. I'm taking the comments based on what he said.
We're quibbling. I mean, this is ridiculous.
It's not quibbling.
If your owner tells you, I expect them to be Super Bowl contenders if healthy, how is you don't think that's also coming with the baggage of, you better win a playoff game?
You're assuming what he meant. I'm not.
How do you contend for a Super Bowl, though? You got to win a playoff game.
Right.
Sure.
So if I expect to contend for the Super Bowl, not win the Super Bowl, not even make the Super Bowl, contend, I got to win one playoff game.
Ryan Tompkins says, Tua is actually underrated. If the national perception is he's 12 to 15, he's in reality a top eight. Wow, what a fair comment.
Wow, that was really nice. Get out of here with that.
Get out of here, Ryan Tompkins, with your reasonability.
Get out of here.
Hey, Dade South, there you go. Y'all quibble on whether you're quibbling or not.
You are quibbling.
I'm not.
You are.
I take people for what they say, not what I think they meant.
Nobody takes things for what they say less than you. You're the guy who always says when somebody says something, you're like, what? Like,
you fell for that?
Yesterday, you hosed down Mario Cristobal for what he said.
Yeah,
because he came up with some almost cuss. He came up with some reason as to why it wasn't his fault that they ran the ball with his main guy yelling, take a knee. I don't have to read into that. We know whose fault it was. All that stuff falls on the head coach. Is that not accurate?
It does.
Okay. And then he talks about the process that we ignored. No, not we, you. Because, again, all that falls to the head coach. Is that accurate? Okay.
It's accurate.
That's it. Yeah, I get
headlines.
I, my eye hurt from trying to wink. Now all of a sudden we got to interview Ratatouille every time we have a press conference with the head coach of the
he's coming from
the right. Ratatouille. Wee. No.
Headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Speaking of rats.
Typical rat behavior.
Mike White signs with the Buffalo Bills.
Whoa.
Hey.
Do you wish him success?
Isn't he from New York?
No, he's from Pepper Pines.
Yeah, oh, wait, who's the quarterback the Jets had? He was from New York.
Oh, you're thinking of the Giants. Tommy DeVito.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Okay, my bad. All right.
Tommy Cutlets. He's a South Florida kid.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. Wow.
Do you wish him success finally?
I never did, never will.
Wait, wow. Wait. He's on the other team, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if their quarterback gets hurt, then you wish him success because that means Josh Allen's not playing.
No, I still wish him to fail when he gets out there.
Okay.
All
right. So now Skyler, though, is you're pointing, not your hates necessarily, but your wish of non-success is now transferred over to Skyler.
I would agree with that. I wish Skylar Thompson no success.
Jeez.
Oh, that just sounds wrong in all the different ways of a fan, right? That, bro.
Okay, but it's like Stephen Ross. Like, I'm saying something, but when you really think about it, I'm not saying, you know, what you think I'm saying. I'm not saying that I wish him bad success. I'm saying I wish him no success because I wish him not to be on the field.
Is it bad success?
I want to punch you in the face. Like, to have to explain, like, do you want to
take a break? Back up to this.
Herb, got it.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hey, you guys want to go to Stars and Strings? Stars and Strings is coming to Hard Rock Live November 14th. And we got your chance to win tickets to see Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum, and more. If you guys want to enter the contest to win those tickets, text the word acoustic.
Oh, well.
203-57. I wasn't an acoustic. That's a tough one. Could trip some people up.
You mean acoustic?
A-C-O. U-S-T-I-C.
Yep. Acoustic.
A-C-O-U-S-T-I-C. Acoustic.
Acoustic, yes.
I mean, because Enjoy kicked your ass, so we make sure.
Please stop.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Him. Minus one.
Why? It is. You guys are saying it
wrong. It's not acoustic.
Minus one.
Dude, don't play pool with it. Dude, I am gonna come in there as a musician.
Yeah.
You saying that is embarrassing.
Hmm. Acoustic. Idiot.
I mean, you guys are wrong, but all right.
What do you mean we're wrong?
No, that's fine. Like, I'm not going to argue with you about the correct pronunciation of acoustic.
Acoustic. I wish you no success.
That's good.
That shouldn't be too hard.
Seems like you've already been wishing it, dude.
Yesterday was a Goosey's moment for the Marlins.
Oh.
Even though they stink.
Yeah.
Gooseys are still available because Mr. Marlin, Jeff Conine, he got to watch his son's first major league start last night.
Oh, nice.
Against the Colorado Rockies.
Yeah. Because what the hell were we doing? You know, before
they won.
Nah, I know, but previously he wasn't starting. Like, what do we need in this season now?
He was only up for a game.
I know, but I need all the nostalgia I can possibly do it.
You want to go like full Blue Jays, just like play with nothing but give me Miguel Cabrera's kid.
Yeah.
Give me Mike Lowell's kid. Give me all the former Marlins. We need to bring them up.
Bring them up, baby.
What do we got? But Griffin Conine got his first major league hit yesterday, Leroy.
Yeah.
Got his first major league hit. A triple.
Whoa.
A triple for Griffin Conine yesterday. This is the way it sounded on the Marlins radio broadcast yesterday.
Swinging a drive hit high and deep. Ooh. Right center field. You gotta be kidding me. This is off the top of the wall. Conine's got a double. Rounding second. Headed towards third. He's got a triple. Whoa. It's the first big league hit for Griffin Conine. He thought, Kelly, he hit it out. He had his arms raised when he left the plate. It hit the high wall in deep right center field. But in front of his family and friends, Griffin Conine's got his first major league hit.
Oh, there you go. Kyle Seeloff on Marlins radio yesterday with the call. It looked like he got all of it. It did.
Hits the
top of the wall, and you could hear on. Even Seeloff thought it was gone because he's like, you got to be getting, like, you thought his first major league hit was going to be a home run, which would have been super Goosey's.
A triple's probably even more rare, I think, for a first.
Yeah.
He's not
considered a burner.
Wow.
Why is that?
Oh, yeah. Why do you think? Why would you say that, Leroy?
Why would you say that?
Why do you think he's not a burner?
Why would you say that?
Have you seen the way he's built?
Oh, that's
not. Wait. Jose Canseco went 40-40. So did Mike Trout.
So did Shohei.
So did Shohei.
I mean, he's
Shohei this week did on a grand slam.
Wait, you know what's crazy? I saw this. Levitard said this. Somebody gave him the information. Shohei went 40-40, 25 games less than, with 25 games left to go in the season, right? That's Barry Bonds' 11th best season.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Did I see this weekend that Barry Bonds just got into the Pittsburgh Pirates Hall of Fame?
Wow.
What took him so long?
Yeah, he was totally clean with the Pirates.
That's a point.
I don't know, Leroy. I think you're wrong about the build. I think you may be mistaken Griffin for someone else, because I'm looking at this picture here. He kind of looks a little Ethan Bonner-ish. I'm not going to lie to you. Slim. Although I do see that this is coming from an article where he was suspected of PED use. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Looks pretty...
Was he suspected of PED use?
You know. This is back from PED suspension. Blue Jays prospect Griffin Conine flashes power.
And minor league doesn't count.
Come on, baby.
Just a little sweetener.
Let's have a little fun, baby.
What's the fun amongst the Pensacola Wahoos?
Yeah, exactly. I'm supposed to watch this.
I thought he was with the Jumbo Shrimp.
He was with the Jumbo Shrimp. He was with the Wahoos last year.
Okay.
No, I think when he was on the Wahoos, I think he hit like 40 bombs that year.
Oh, that's why. That's why they look.
Here was Griffin Conine. He was talking to Craig Minervini, who, of course, now has talked to multiple generations of Conines.
Wow.
And this was his post game interview after he was 2-3. It was an exciting Marlins game yesterday. Objectively, they stink, but they were down. What were they down? 9? Was it? It was 8-6 yesterday, and Jesus Sanchez hit a 3-run homer in the 9th.
Wow!
So very exciting comeback for the Fish. Griffin Conine 2-3 with a double and a triple.
Wow!
And Griffin afterwards talked about his major league debut.
How did last night help you tonight? You got your debut out of the way last night. What was the feeling, or was it different than last night?
Yeah, it was definitely good to just have a full day, a full routine, prepare for the pitcher. I faced Quantrill last year, so knew what he was coming with. That was a load off my shoulders as far as pressure and Kinley as well. You know, I knew what Kinley had going in. Obviously thought about that about a lot last night and was kicking myself, gave myself some grace because a lot of nerves, and I was in swing mode, but I knew I had to see that slider up, and he gave me a good one to hit.
You get the walk first time up. That had to help, too, because you saw you got a good at-bat. You get on base next time up, you hit it. It's going out of 6 parks, by the way. It didn't make it out of this one.
Yeah, exactly. I saw everything he was going to feature. A lot of splitters, so I kind of was looking for that throughout the whole at-bat, next at-bat, next one after that.
About that next one, that triple? By the way, I hate to break this on you. What went out of... You want to guess how many? 29 parks.
No
way.
This
is the only one. But that's okay.
That's all right.
How great did that triple feel?
It felt unbelievable. It was a roller coaster of, wow, he's not going to catch it. This is a hit. And then, oh, my God, this might be a homer. And then, it's not. I got to get on my horse and get the third.
And then you go left center for the double. But it's not just a double. It's a double in a huge comeback win for your team.
Yeah, that was just my job. Get on base any way I could and let the boys do their jobs, too.
I got to ask you about the outfield assist. How good did that one feel defensively? And did that even get the offense motivated, too, for you?
Yeah, I mean, I love throwing from the outfield. Always have. That one kind of checked up and right to my chest, and that's kind of what we dream of as outfielders. Easy transfer, and threw it on the line.
Were you worried they were going to challenge?
I thought they were. I thought, Tovar made a really good slide, and luckily Sanchez slapped the tag on him.
All right, great going. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, a real piss whistle yesterday from Conine.
Oh, wow.
So, kid's got a chooch.
Hold on. That's not a thing. That's not a thing.
What do you mean?
No one says that, dude.
Piss whistle? A chooch?
I heard a piss whistle. Chooch. How do you spell it? Huh? Chooch baseball term. That's not a thing, dude.
It's a thing, dude.
Okay, so as of right now, I don't think it's a thing.
It's a thing, dude.
No, dude. I'm going to get back to that. But
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Here's one of my problems with baseball. A lot of problems with baseball. Why the hell, you know, every touchdown is X amount of yards. Every basketball hoop, same distance. Every goal, same distance. Is this the only sport that, in this park, home run. In the other park, not a home. What the hell? What do you mean, dude? Is there not one set length?
Golf.
Okay, but that's still like every course is different. But are you kidding me? That like
it's literally the same exact thing.
I know, but golf is an individual sport, and it's not a real sport. But the major sports, hockey, basketball, soccer, football, everything is the not same only, distance.
Not only are they not the same distance, Marcos, but you get to add obstacles. Like at one point in Houston, there was a hill.
What are we doing?
Oh, yeah. The guy trying to catch a ball, and then his knees would end up in his chest.
There was a hill, and then at one point, there was also a flagpole in the middle of that hill that you had to avoid.
Right.
What?
Like, in Chicago, there's brick and shrub that you have to you have to watch out for. And then in Boston, they have a giant ass wall just for obstacles.
I've seen what they do in the Miami Heat Arena when we took that tour to the opposing locker rooms. I know teams play mental games with every aspect of it. But what the hell are we doing here? If it's a home run in 29 other parks, we need it to be a home run in this park as well. That's ridiculous to me. That's absolutely ridiculous. You know what we'll do, guys? We'll put Yao Ming in the back. And, you know, if he swats it, he swats it. Like, what?
Oh, well, congratulations. Congratulations to Griffin Conine.
Yeah. And
to
the had himself family. A day.
Yeah. Looked like Niner was on the verge of tears in the stands, seeing his boy get his first hit. Sorry Frogboy brought up the nefarious thing that happened in 2018 on a single A Blue Jays team. You're a real bastard.
No way, allegedly.
You ruined it.
You know, he was really fit. Someone's got to wonder. I don't understand the home run thing, but I do have another thing that I'm also questioning. He walked. He had a double. He had a triple. Had he had another at-bat and hit a home run, is that a cycle? Or
no.
He has to hit the single.
You have to get the single.
Baseball. Sick of this stupid game.
We'll take a break. Mix things up coming up next.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. I've been handed an urgent and important message from Galen.
Hey, Galen, you sending us to the Bahamas?
Still working on it.
Hey, I just talked to him.
What is that?
No chance.
Ah. Why not?
Why not? There's still got some other things that need to be taken care of before we go to Bahamas.
Okay.
Right. Come on.
Send us to the Bahamas, which I don't think the Heat should go to, by the way. Totally don't deserve it.
If we can't go, nobody should go.
Yeah.
If we can't go to the Bahamas, Pella Larson doesn't get to go to the Bahamas. Poor Pella. Anyway. Joint the WQAM on-air staff at Smoke on the Water in Weston for Whiskey Stars and Cigars on September 28th. That's a Wednesday. Presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy a fine whiskey, a good cigar, and Dolphins, Canes, and Heat and Panthers conversation with the WQAM staff. It's free to attend. Just RSVB at WQAM.com, which will get you an invite and a complimentary cigar. You must be 21 or over. Drink responsibly. Talk sports with the WQAM on-air staff at Whiskey Stars and Cigars. Wednesday, September 25th at Smoke on the Water in Weston. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall and sponsored by the injury law firm of Judah and Cohen. Let's mix it on up, Frog Boy! All righty then. I mean, like, what are we doing here, right? Like, Chris Quinn gets to go to the Bahamas and we don't get to go to the Bahamas?
All right. You don't think Quinn, he deserves a little Bahamas trip?
He deserves it because he got podcasters getting head coaching jobs instead of Chris Quinn.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
You know who should go? Actually, you were mad about Pelle Larsen and Khalil Ware going over there, but I really think since, you know, Summer League champions, I mean, you know.
A little sweetener? You think that set it over the edge?
Yeah, but Jimmy Butler, homestead for you, buddy.
Jimmy Butler's probably going to have his own.
So you, hey, I'm telling you, hey, can I just say this? You are not Pat Riley.
Nah.
Be careful.
Well, here's the thing.
Although I sound like him when I do my impression.
The thing is, the Heat are going to go stay at a resort, and then Jimmy Butler's going to have his own private mansion on the Bahamas that he Airbnb'd.
Oh, yep.
Absolutely. Like, that's what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
All right. What do we got in the mixed bag today, Marcos? Brought to you by Brown Health. Well into your future.
I'm going to start things off with Mr. Jeff Darlington.
Oh.
Guys familiar with that? Mr. Jeff Darlington, fellow NFL insider, you know?
Fellow to you.
Yeah, to me only. Yes, yes.
Understood.
You guys will reach that status one day.
I do like Jeff Darlington, a reporter, South Florida reporter, gone national. ESPN does a good job. What did he have to say?
Sick of the Jets, dude.
Wow. What is going on with you Jets people? Between Bart, I mean, I don't think this is a very good career decision or actually health decision to go against Bart Scott ever. But like between hearing Bart and Damian and now you talk about how nobody's respecting the Jets.
We sick of it. We all respect the Peyton Jets. Manning teases at the Country Grammy Awards.
They're fine. Everybody, we're just tired of it. We did the whole thing last offseason where we anointed the Jets and said they were going to win the Super Bowl. And then four plays into the season, he went down. We just want to see it. We don't want to hear you Jets people continue to talk about it. We just want to see them do something. We're tired of it. Bart and Damian and Greeny.
Nick, jump in.
Wow.
Wow.
Darlington. Darlington.
He's right. Wait.
Darlington.
Yeah. Hey, I've been saying something very similar. Yeah. You guys say it means I hate Aaron Rodgers. Why doesn't he think, why you don't think that of him?
He didn't mention
I don't care what he said about Aaron Rodgers. He just told Greeny to shut the hell up.
Told Greeny, Bart, everyone, enough of it.
Shut up, Jetta.
It's true, though. It's true. Someone had to say it. Jeff, good guy.
But it is true. Like, here, let's think of this. Name another team that has not made the playoffs in the last 7 or 8 years that has gotten more praise than the New York Jets. Here.
Can't think of one.
I'm going to put something out there. I'm going to tell you if you agree or not. Ask me if you agree.
Yep.
The Chicago Bears will make the playoffs before the Jets.
Oh.
This year you think they're going to make the playoffs?
That's not what I said. You don't listen.
Whoa. I disagree with that personally.
Okay.
I don't think either of them make the playoffs this year.
Okay.
But
Chicago's in the NFC.
Yeah, I can't name four Chicago Bears.
Yes, you can. Caleb Williams.
Correct.
That's one. And the wide receiver. Who's the wide receiver? He was the
DJ Moore.
DJ right? Moore.
Good. Yeah, for sure.
Name another one.
That's where it stops for me.
Hey, man. You said I can't name one player. I named two, and
I said I can't name four. I can't name four.
You got Mr. Simone Biles.
Oh, yeah. What's his name? What was
safety? Exactly.
He plays safety?
Yeah.
He's Simone Biles' husband.
Matt Forte? Is he there?
Nope.
Nope.
Jeez.
You got Roma Dunze.
The fridge.
The new.
Oh, Roma Dunze. I heard about him.
Keenan Allen. Keenan Allen's a bear.
For me, without naming Aaron Rodgers, I can name Breece Hall, Sauce Gardner. Is it Garrett Wilson? Right? That's the wide receiver.
Who's the D lineman? Richardson? Is it Richardson?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The one
Williamson.
He's the one who blessed himself, right? Who, like, sneezed and said, bless you and thank you. I think that was him.
Hmm. So, anyway.
Like, still not you as want, much of a wait, man as is Zach it, Sealer,
wait,
though.
When we talk about overrated quarterbacks.
Yep.
Let's do overrated teams. I think the Dolphins are underrated because they just think that the Dolphins are never going to do it.
Well, they are currently third in the odds, so you can't really say that they're overrated by Vegas.
No, but that's Vegas. That's different.
Ah, Vegas knows.
Vegas is different. Vegas just wants action, right? So stop. Let's not use that.
Yeah, but it's still a reflection of what they think is going to happen.
Vegas is picking third best chance to win the title?
No, third best chance to win the division.
Okay. Yeah, that's about what everybody's saying.
They go is it Bills Jets Dolphins or it's Bills Jets Dolphins?
That's betting purposes.
But Bills Jets are pretty even on the odds.
That's betting purposes.
That's gross.
Tom Brady ruined it for everybody.
Tom Brady.
I just want y'all to know. Because now we think a 40-year-old quarterback off Achilles could just sling it. Mm. And if you're saying, hey, they didn't have any quarterback play and look at where they got, then I give you the Cleveland Browns.
Ugh.
Who had five quarterbacks last year and still made the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So who's closer to winning a championship? The Cleveland Browns with Deshaun Watson or the Jets with Aaron Rodgers when they couldn't do nothing without Aaron Rodgers?
I'm still picking Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, would you like to little chili pepper on it? Some dinner?
Definitely don't care enough about the Jets to bet on it.
Yeah,
and nor do I ever want to have any action on Jets success. Because I wish them no success.
True.
So I'm not going to bet that. I'm just giving you my opinion.
Okay, so you think the Jets will do better than the Browns?
No, you asked me who do I think has a better chance of winning the Super Bowl, and I would pick the Jets over the Browns.
Because of 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers.
Because of Deshaun Watson, who hasn't been relevant in half a decade.
Yeah, ooh, I know.
True.
But that team has won without Deshaun Watson.
Okay, and then what happened when they got to the playoff game, dude? They got obliterated, smoked. Okay. I'm talking about actually winning in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, who's the last time the Jets got to the playoffs?
That's rough.
You got to make two assumptions.
Since what, 2012?
Yeah. It's been a while. You got to make two assumptions with the Jets.
Those aren't the same thing, though, Leroy. I mean, like you're making two different arguments.
No, you – wait. I said who has
– Let me ask you – I'll ask you a question right now.
Yeah. All right.
Please.
And be honest.
Okay.
Be honest.
Okay.
All right.
Be honest. Be honest, Posh.
Be honest.
I'm all telling right. you, if you ask me a stupid question,
it's not a stupid question. I'm going to ask you a question right now.
Go.
Okay?
Go.
Me too, though. Go. Right?
I can make a trade today.
Yeah.
For this season.
Yeah.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Not for the future.
Yeah.
This season.
Yeah.
Magic.
Uh-huh.
I can make Aaron Rodgers the Browns quarterback and trade him for Deshaun Watson to the Jets. Would you do it?
Just this season.
Yes. Only because. Here's why, though.
He was honest.
Here's why.
Honest.
Because I have no idea what Deshaun Watson's going to look like.
I know.
I have a general, even though I'm scared as hell with a 40-year-old quarterback coming back from an Achilles, at least I know he's going to do something, right? I don't know how bad it's going to look or how good he's going to, but I know he can throw the football. That being said, whoever the quarterback is for the Browns, I think the Browns would be better off than the Jets.
Hmm.
So I would pick the quarterback for the Browns.
Dude, South says, what a sad genie. I am the genie of the bums. Yeah. You can only make one trade and one trade alone.
Right.
Swap this old broken quarterback for this wash creepy one.
Hey, that sounds like
Shazam.
Hey, that sounds like when I had a choice between Edwin Edwards and David Dukes for governor of Louisiana.
Oh no.
Yes.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
All right, continuing on in the mixed bag, we're going to switch gears to basketball. LeBron James recently on his podcast series, The Shop.
The Shop.
He revealed some information on whether or not Bronny is allowed to call him
dad. This was funny.
This is what funny. LeBron James had to say about his son, an NBA superstar, Bronny James.
Through, not relationship, because you'll always be his dad, he'll always be his son, but what's your working relationship? Is he going to call you dad at practice in the locker room?
No, he can't. We already laid that down. He cannot call me dad in the workplace. All right? Once we leave out of the practice facility and the gates close, I could be dad again. In the car if we ride together. Okay. At home, I could be dad. No, he got to call me like 2-3 or Bron.
Okay.
Or, you know, goat if he wants to. That's up to him. I mean, it's up to him. But it's easy for me. It's easy for me because I've been calling him Bronny for so long. Yeah. It's not like I've been calling, hey, son. Yeah. Easy for me. It's going to be the adjustment for him. But we cannot be running down the court. And he'd be like, dad, push the ball up. Dad, I'm over. Dad, come on. No, you cannot do that.
Man. That would be rather awkward, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because there's only one
person. Could you imagine the other team? Mm-hmm. You got your son out here.
Man.
That's crazy in itself. But, I mean, you know what? I wonder if they asked that to Ken Griffey. They played on the same outfield.
Yeah, I wonder. I got it, Dad. I got it. Cole?
Ah.
Besides, there's only one person on the Lakers who calls LeBron Dad, and that's J.J. Redick.
Okay. Can't talk with the Lakers without Toby. Just throwing one in there towards J.J. Redick. It's enough of him already.
It is enough of him already.
I haven't heard much from him, actually.
Oh, trust me, you will.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, dude, you're going to get so much J.J. Redick, you're not going to know what to do with yourself this year.
That makes sense.
J.J. Redick. What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
We're going to stick in the basketball side of things. This is more from the OGs podcast with Udonis Haslam and Mike Miller. Hassan Whiteside was a guest recently.
Are we really doing this?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Tobin, I blame you for this nonsense.
That's fair. You should blame him.
Fair. I'll take it.
Hassan reveals he was willing to take less had the Heat acquired KD. Kevin Durant.
You thought through, not relationship, because you always be his dad, always be his son.
Sorry, wrong one.
I said, if KD come, I take less money.
Yeah.
It was more so about winning. We would have Goran, D-Wade, Kevin Durant, Chris Bosh, and then me at the five. It was, I'm here for it.
That'd have been
I mean, I was hoping for that to work out the way it did, but that was also heels of Bron just leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't know if KD wanted to deal with that, because everything he did was going to be compared to what Bron did while he was in Miami.
Sure.
They weren't going to let him live. You know what I'm saying? That just would have been a frustrating situation for KD. So I was happy he took the meeting. I was hoping it was going to work out. But in the long run, I really didn't think that that was going to be the time that he came to Miami. He was going to be ridiculed and compared to Bron about everything. Yeah. Four straight finals, two rings, like everything he did, they was going to bring up Bron's name.
It's tough.
And that would have been frustrating for KD.
I mean, he still dealt with that at the Warriors.
Hold on. Like, you're concentrating on the wrong crap.
Soft.
I'll let you say what you're going to say, but Hassan is definitely massaging facts there.
Let me explain something to you. Hassan saying he would have taken less money. They would have given you $0 to come back, Hassan. $0. They did not want you. They were tired of you. They had enough of you. And you all of a sudden say, the pay was right. I would have came back. No.
You're thinking of the wrong. You're mixing up summers. The summer he's talking about is the summer he got the $100 million. It was the same summer that Kevin Durant went to the Warriors. That's what he's talking about.
All right. I'm just.
But the big thing, and son Steve is pointing this out, Hassan's acting like he didn't take Dwayne Wade's money. Like, that was the summer where you also lost Dwayne Wade, because we were sitting here and getting into petty squabbles on Snapchat over D Wade and not paying D Wade in the fold. Like, the Miami Heat didn't even know they're getting D Wade back. And yes, they got a meeting with Kevin Durant, but I bet you the Miami Heat feel like their number one player recruiter of all time. Would have been nice to have him happy in the fold to be in that Kevin Durant meeting, as aside from the guy talking to Koi Fish.
You keep D Wade for the chance to get KD. Right? You got to. And he's your. The thing is that there's certain teams that treat their all-timers, they'll give them that one contract where they know they're not going to get the value out of it. The Heat have not done that ever.
The Heat also, they wouldn't have had Chris Bosh, because Chris Bosh is, they ended up like putting the ending to his career that summer too.
Yeah.
Like, his season ended that year, then going into that year, Chris Bosh ended up getting, he wouldn't get cleared for camp. And then by the end of the year is when they officially got to release him. But that also was in the full. So, massaging of the facts, but you know, less money. He took all the money, and good for him.
Did you watch? Have you watched any of these kickoffs? Nobody's getting the ball past the 25-yard line,
except Malik Washington.
Yeah, but I was disappointed. Not one touchdown the entire preseason. That doesn't bode well for me.
It's a little more. I like it. It's not a useless play like it used to be. Anyway, way over. Apologize. Obliterated the clock. But maybe I won't, Galette, if you send me to the Bahamas!
Bahamas!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.